Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz, and we actually have energy today. We're gonna just get this out of the way. We made an episode last week after traveling for 24 hours straight. We were tired.
Exhausted.
And you can be tired and still be grateful, but it came off not great. And I apologize. We also recorded that episode, well, the first half of it, two times. That was our second time recording the first half of the episode because the camera wasn't working. But when you're repeating stuff, things get lost. And I apologize. We never want to come off in that sense. And that's why I took it down. I was like, it's not a good reflection of us. Like,
yeah, it never, also we had issues uploading it and it wasn't even on Spotify or Apple.
Yeah, it never
even
got up because it was glitching.
So it was just on YouTube and it's not like we are just taking down something because we're like, oh, there was a mean comment by like whatever.
Yeah, we get mean comments all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, when there was multiple comments of people being like, this is ungrateful, whatever, obviously we would never want it to come across like that because we literally weren't. That's why we were like, it's like the same thing when people are like, she's mean or something. It like gets to me because I'm like, I'm literally not mean. I'm literally not ungrateful. Jazz and I had just spent like 6 days together. I think we were literally just like meh at each other. You know what I'm saying?
We weren't in the best vibes and like that clearly showed.
We just wanted to get an episode out for you guys. So we were kind of rushing to record and
woke up the next day after we got back at 7 a.m. We recorded that afternoon.
Yeah.
Like,
We were just
tired. And it, like I said, it showed. Apologies. So we're going to give a quick new recap of where we're. Also, it was like we didn't even know what we said the second time because we had the first time that didn't actually get put out because it didn't end up being recorded. And then when I edited, we didn't have any cuts. So I just put the beginning and the end and that was it.
Yeah. But also, we just want to make it clear, we were really fucking grateful. We were never, I mean, we said multiple times, I just think that maybe the way our tone was and everything, it got like misconstrued, whatever. But yeah, you guys, obviously, I feel like if you watch any of our other content, if you watch our TikToks, Instagram, anything,
but
you would know.
I also understand that some people just listen to the podcast. Like, if that's all you got from the trip, I can totally see your point of view. But like, if you follow us on TikTok and Instagram, also, like, you probably saw all the other things. Like, I fucking wrote an essay on the plane home and I was crying because I was like, this is so insane, like, what life has become. And if you can go read it if you want, I'm not going to get into it right now. But like, it just like, it was a morning thing. And it's like, I don't know what to say besides that.
Yeah, we've gone in circles 15 times, but obviously, like, that was the number one place I've always wanted to go. And that, like, I was so happy to be there. And I just want to make something clear because people were like just taking like us calling Bora Bora boring or something, which is absolutely not. All we were trying to do is give you guys, if you're looking to travel somewhere and you're like, oh my God, Bora Bora looks amazing. It is 10 out of 10 recommend. We're just letting you know if you're going with your group of five crazy girl like party friends, you might get there and then be like, oh, this isn't what we were expecting. We were just trying to give like a realistic like what kind of vacation
insight,
it is. It's a relaxing vacation, which those vacations are absolutely amazing. We had the absolute best time. Yeah. It's just like obviously not like a party place, which is totally fine. We were just trying to make that differentiation.
I just think it's valid for us to give that insight because most of our stuff is about, like, we party a lot, obviously. Yeah. Like, that's like when we go on vacation, you see us do that kind of stuff. So it was just trying to give information. I think information was missing because of the re-record.
Well, yeah. And like, obviously, we still did kind of like party, obviously, because we were with the Tarte group. But obviously, if you went there expecting to go out to a club or something, which, like, I don't know if you would even do that because I don't know. But it's probably, I don't know if there are clubs in Bora Bora, which is so fine. We didn't need that. But like, we were taking shots and stuff on our TikTok. So I just didn't want to set an unrealistic expectation of people going and expecting that. Or I don't know. We were literally just trying to give like facts.
Yeah. But things got missing. And again, sorry. And that's why I took it down. Because like, it was no sense in trying to explain things in the comments.
Yeah.
Because it just, and like, I get it. I get why it would be frustrating hearing that after like expecting something else. So valid on all parts. But I also want to cover one more thing from that episode. We said there was no tea on the trip because there was no tea. But in Plan B, like Grace had said, like she squashed the beef with us. And people were like, there's obviously tea if she squashed beef. There was unspoken, like so minuscule beef from like over a year ago.
Maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, like a while ago. It wasn't even a real thing. But like there was obviously like some tension because there was a little bit of unspoken beef. But as soon as we got there, I was like, hey, I want to take a shot ski. And like that was it. We moved on. And then the next day at the bar, I was sitting with Grace and she was like, I feel like we squashed some unspoken beef. And that was that. Like,
we hung out with Grace like every day on the trip. We were so good with her. Yeah, like she was very really funny. Also, want to just clear up because I was fucking so offended to open the fucking comments on that video of Bri and Grace talking about the tart trip, and like half the comments are like naming me as the person who said that's Grace. One, you guys obviously I already know who Grace
is. Let's just give some context just real quick. Just in case you didn't see the video, someone had made some rude comments to Grace on one of the boats one day, being like, so what are you posting? Like, what kind of content do you do here?
And she was like, comedy. And they were like, oh, like kind of insinuating, like
backhanded.
How are you like here? And why are you posting if you don't post about makeup and stuff, kind of?
Which just makes no sense. But
yeah,
besides the point, it wasn't us. And there's no way she would have gone on that podcast and said we squashed our beef. And it was about.
And she talked about that situation right before. She wouldn't after be like, oh, I squashed the beef with them. Like,
yeah,
obviously most people are just listening to that one like clip, not the whole podcast. So they're just seeing that on TikTok and then running with it. But like a couple things. One, obviously I already know who Grace is. Why would I ask her what kind of content she posts? Two, I wasn't on the boat with her. Neither was Jazz. We weren't on her boat. We were on the boat with Queen City Trends Vidya. And she literally commented on that video and said, I wasn't on your boat, but I wonder who this is about.
Yeah.
We were on her boat. Three, I wouldn't say that.
Four, I know who it's about. She told me when I was sitting at the bar with her.
You do know who it is?
Yeah, I told you this.
Oh, I thought you were in. I thought you were guessing.
No, when I was chatting with her at the bar having lunch, we were chatting all about it.
Oh, okay, period.
We like talked for like a couple hours, me and her. Like we were vibing, having a good time. So like, anyways, that's the point.
Okay.
The trip really was so good. We met a lot of cool people. And when I want to clarify one thing, I said what my favorite day was the plane ride back. And that is because
people get mad about that.
They're like, the fact that you leave, they said like, you leaving, what's your favorite day? That's so fucked. No. I said that
Jesus Christ,
because
that's kind of fucking crazy. I'm sorry.
And I hate that. And I said I was not explaining myself this year, but here I am explaining myself. Favorite day, not favorite night. I explained my favorite night right after that, but no one wanted to, whatever. Anyways, my favorite day was that because we had literally, it was a 9-hour flight and we just chatted the whole time with people we had never really hung out with. And so we got like on a deep therapy level. We have a group chat now. We're planning trips together, like that kind of like communication and bond. And it's harder to meet like really people you connect with, other influencers that you connect on a deep level that you actually want to spend time with, not just like work time with. And I just really appreciated like the connection we had like built and like the therapy session we had on the plane. So that day was my favorite because of the connection.
Yeah.
My favorite night was like a different night, and I explained that.
But why would anybody be upset that you said that that's your favorite day when we were one on a private jet? That's already cool. Like, obviously that's a cool experience and that's so valid for it to be happy about that. But also like we literally had the best, that was like the most we chatted with like the other girls on the trip because we were just sitting there for 9 hours.
You're sitting there sober. Like you're talking about like your relationships, your upbringing, you're building connection. And that was like a fun experience for me. So I apologize if it came off that way. Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah.
Also, I'm wearing my Delusional Diaries merch. Maureen sent us these crew necks that say Delusional Diaries on them in red. It's super cute.
Thanks, Maureen.
And also she just,
she is the Maureen is truly like, you see her on like TikTok and stuff and like she has all this energy and you're like, okay, like whatever. It's actually so insane to witness. Like she was fucking go on that trip. Like I don't know if she slept. She was drinking but still like running this fucking company, like managing the trip. I was like,
and
oh,
you
my
can
God.
Just tell how much she recognizes all the work of everyone she works with. And she truly, because I feel like a lot of like businesses or corporate jobs, whatever, they don't really feel like their employees are like that valuable. They don't recognize it, and they definitely don't, they're not super outspoken about how much their work makes things happen. And she was so intentional with like, and it was so genuine with how grateful she was with her everyone who worked for Tarte. And she really understood how, like, you know how with bosses I was like, this isn't possible without all of you, but then they go back to like whatever and they don't actually like really feel that. Like she really is like, this, like, you guys, whatever. So it's just cool to see that she genuinely appreciates everyone who
it
works
was
there.
Like, literally, she would give a speech before dinner and like start to, she'd be like, I can't name everybody. And then she'd end up naming
every single person,
like, which was it was iconic. Impressive. No, but she'd be like, I can't name everybody, but like Lauren and Mary and da-da-da. And then she'd like talk for a second and then go back to the next people and just really like give everybody their shout out.
She
their
wanted
time.
To give everyone their credit, which is just really cool to see, because most people just are so like them. Yeah. And she, not only that, but she knows everything about everyone. You know, people like, oh, I watch someone like, sorry, one second. Some people are like, oh, I watch your content. No, she knew everything about everyone. Like, would like pull up some videos, be like, oh, I know about this.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was.
No, she, it's truly crazy. And you can tell she really just loves like these trips, loves everybody on the trip, loves doing it, running the company, everything.
And like building and, like, the connection, which is why I was so excited we had the connection on the plane.
And like, and the, like, they gave $25,000 to the Bora Bora, like, animal shelter. Not sure exactly what it was called. And they brought puppies one day, and you were able to adopt them.
Yeah. And one of the girls that we were with, on the plane, she actually adopted one of the dogs and is getting it like a month.
No, yeah. It was, they were so cute. Genuinely, I don't know what kind, I'm assuming they were obviously like a mix of dogs, but I don't know what kind they were, but they looked like they were gonna get really big. And I was like I really want one, but I was like, I live in a one bedroom in New York, that's probably not a good idea to have a big dog. I need my 7-pound dogs.
Yeah.
But they were so cute. Oh my god, I have a problem with like puppies and everything. Like, if I
guys,
see one,
by the way, Fitz is back. If you're watching YouTube, Fitz is up here, he's blending with a blanket, but he's here. Frank's also here.
Not a puppy anymore. He's big.
Yeah, I got my boy back, but I'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we both got beefy boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was he saying? I don't remember. Anyway.
Sorry, I interrupted you. No, okay. I looked at him, I got excited.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, oh, I always want, like, I always think I can, like, get another dog. I'm like, I seriously want a third, but I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not right now. Honestly, I would do it. It wouldn't change that much, except I don't want to pay the dogs. I love my dog sitter. Don't want to pay her for 3 dogs. Because I was like, my mom is having me come to Michigan for a week this summer or whatever. Because my family goes. My grandma lives there. And I was like thinking about all the days I was going to be gone. It was like a full week. And I was like,
that bills me hefty.
I was like, oh, because my mom's like, well, the hotel isn't that much. And then like, da-da-da, and I have to fly there. And I was like, okay. And then I was thinking about the dog sitter. And I was like, oh God, that's going to be more than the flight and the hotel combined. Like, yeah. Damn. Because I have 2. When I was just Finley, obviously, it wasn't that bad. It's not that, it's bad.
No, but like when it doubles, it's insane. It's,
yeah, yeah. I haven't used the dog sitter too much since having both of them, because I just haven't gone really that many places. But when I left Finley and Oslo for a weekend. And I was like, oh, like in my head, because it was used to just be Finley, I was like, oh, it'll be like $150. And then it was like $300. And I was like, oh my God, it was 2 days. That's fucking crazy. But I mean, it's not. Obviously, it doubles when you get 2 dogs that just didn't piece that together. So 3 dogs would be a lot.
Yeah. So let's talk about our week. Well, I'll talk about my week because I'm, you know, want to get my peek in pit.
Okay.
I'm just so happy Fitz is back. I literally feel like a piece of me was missing, and I'm so happy that he is back here. We went to Arizona for 24 hours to pick him up. Almost missed my flight.
Oh, really?
So we leave on Friday morning, flights at 9 a.m. We leave the apartment at, I think, 7, mm-hmm. which is not crazy because it's a 45-minute drive with traffic at that time. Get an Uber. I'm on my phone. I'm working, sending emails. I look up. I'm like, we're like on not an area that I've not a road I've ever taken to the airport. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know where we are. I actually can't describe it to you. I don't know where it is, but like far, far away, like on like the highway. But like we didn't go like the normal routes to the airport.
Okay.
Like there's when you type in maps airport, there's 3 routes. We took none of those.
Okay.
I'm looking. I'm like, our arrival time is at 8:45. Our flight is at 9. Like the doors are going to be closed. And I'm like freaking out. We're in standstill traffic. Call the airline. I'm like, what other flights can I get on? Like, there's no more flights today. And like, we're literally leaving the next day to come back here.
So I'm
like,
no other option.
Fuck. I'm like stressing out. I'm like, I'm on my period, first day of my period. So I'm like really stressing
out.
Poor
Kevin.
No, literally, poor Kevin. I'm like crying. There's no flights. I'm like, fuck, we'll just have to get there and turn around, I guess. I don't know. Cause like, we're stuck in traffic. All of a sudden, it's like, I'm gonna fuck it up again. Like, what's the, when God like parts water or whatever it is? The sea,
when like Moses parts the Red Sea.
Yes, that's what it was like. All the cars moved, and we like made it to the airport. And so it says we're gonna get there at like 8 8:30. I'm like, okay, we have 15 minutes to get through security, to get on the plane, get to our gate.
You have pre-check, whatever. You're good.
Yeah, I'm like, amazing. We get to the airport at 8:32. We made it from getting out of the vehicle on the plane in 3.5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Pre-check is life-changing. And I'm going to give you guys a hack, okay? Because I did not know this. You can get pre-check now at Staples.
I'm like, don't tell them the pre-check lines are going to get longer. I'm fully kidding.
We're not gatekeeping. This is life-changing. It really is. Because like I have Clear, and Clear's not doing it because everyone has Clear now. Because
everybody has a fucking Amex, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah. But pre-check, $80 at Staples. You go there with your passport and get your fingerprints. In and out, within 2 days, you would get your pre-check number.
Yeah, and it's really quick and easy.
And there's always appointments at every Staples. So yeah. Definitely look into it because it was seriously life-changing.
It is. And it's also nice to not, like, we were wearing the fucking...
I'm not kidding. Whether you travel twice a year or never, like, it is... It's life-changing.
I also actually forgot to tell you this. I'm not kidding. On the way back from the airport from Bora Bora, or not Bora Bora, well, technically Bora Bora, but JFK to New York. To New York, to my apartment. I was Ubering back from the airport, and I am not kidding. I swear to God, my Uber driver was trying to kidnap me because the traffic was so bad on the way back. It was like, probably took almost 2 hours to get back from JFK, which is really long. Usually it takes like maybe an hour. And I fell asleep in the Uber, which is probably not a great idea. Like, don't fall asleep when you're by yourself in an Uber, but I was really tired. And I woke up and my Uber driver literally was about to take me. I'm not going to tell you guys where I live, but I don't live by this area. We were like coming in from JFK. He was on the other side of Manhattan about to take me out of the Holland Tunnel. Like we were turning to get in the Holland Tunnel. And I woke up and I was like, where are you going? And then he's like, oh, traffic. And he was like trying to describe it. And then he just turns and then takes me to my apartment. But I am not kidding. Why the fuck were we on the complete west side about to go into the Holland Tunnel? And I was just dead asleep. It was very weird.
You should not fall asleep in
Ubers. No, do not fall asleep in an Uber by yourself. Like, I don't know. Yeah, scary. I was like, oh, I was really, really tired though. That's why we recorded the podcast right after that.
Yeah. That's freaky for sure. Sorry. But I had the best 24 hours in Arizona. I love seeing my family. And I brought my grandma PR and she just like went through it and she's going through it immediately when I get there. Me and Kevin are like sitting at the island and she's putting every single lipstick on her like hand or wrist and like turning around and goes, isn't this my color, Kevin? Like, this is my color, right? And he's like, yeah, yeah. The entire time, like, he's just going with it. She's like showing him all these like shiny things. She's like, look at that iridescent. He's like, you're like a shiny mermaid. but it was just really nice. And then we played cards. I had my favorite meal. And then I golfed the next day and I'm like getting better at golf. I brought my golf clubs back to New York so I can golf with Kevin more. And I'm looking forward to really getting into golf more this summer because I was really into it for a few years, like during COVID. And then I just like stopped because I moved here. And now I'm about to be back in my golf era.
I love that for you. I absolutely fucking hate golf. Like there's nothing I despise more. Well,
I hate watching it. I'll be like, I don't enjoy that in any way, shape or form, but I really do. I think it's fun to play, but I used to like playing alone and I like playing with Kevin now because it's like a fun thing for us to do together.
I had a huge crush on this guy that was into golf. Like he was obsessed with golf. And I thought if I learned golf, he would like me. And so I made my dad take me to the driving range like every day. And I was just practicing. I genuinely am the worst. Like, and I played like softball for like years, so I was like, oh, like I can swing a fucking golf club, like it's I can swing a bat, like whatever. Some reason I just can't fucking hit every single one I hit. Doesn't matter what I do, it goes straight to the right, like through somebody's fucking window. And my dad literally was like, my dad's like a coach at heart, you know, he just loves
golf.
Like, yeah, okay. My dad does every sport. He's just very like boy like that, you know. And my dad literally would look at me and he'd be like, Hallie, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I literally don't even know what's wrong with your swing. It looks fine. I don't know how you're just hitting it to the right. Like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't know. Couldn't fix it. And the guy didn't like me either way. So it's fine.
Okay, that's fair. My pit was that on the way back from my mom's house to go to the airport, like after golfing, we have Fitz. And he does great. He's a great dog. We go get all the way to the airport. I'm getting out of the car to go check the bags. And I pick Fitz up and he vomits all over my legs. Thank God I was wearing pants. Like, it wasn't a little bit. It was like, if I could measure it, probably like 2 cups of vomit. Ugh. Just like yellow dog vomit. He got car sick. It's over an hour drive from the airport. It's like, it was a ways, but he was car sick, puked all over my pants. I only brought 2 pairs of pants because we were there for 24 hours. Thank God I had another pair of sweats. And I took those pants off in the backseat of the car and put my new pants on. And then he was fine the rest of the trip, slept the entire time. It was like warm. It was disgusting. And I get out of the car and there's 2 people waiting for a vehicle to pick them up. And they're just staring at me as he pukes and down my legs. And I'm like,
oh, that's worse.
So that was very not great. And also, like, I wear underwear with my sweatpants, okay? I wasn't wearing underwear because I was wearing leggings and that were like really tight. I didn't have another pair. So like, I just wasn't wearing underwear. So like, I was wearing tight pants. So I'm like, I'm feeling like, you know, like, yeah. So I'm like sucked in to these pants, you know? I take these pants off because there's puke all over them. And all I have is like my extra large airy sweatpants that are like super loose, you know, and I'm just free.
Commando.
Yeah. And I was just very uncomfortable in this airport. I was like, someone's going to pants me. I was like, I don't know why I had that fear, but I was like, someone's going to pants me in like straight vagina.
You know what? I used to never wear underwear unless I was wearing jeans. Like, I wasn't wearing underwear. Like, really? It didn't matter if I was. And then once I started like, kind of like maybe 2 years ago when I was like consistently like hooking up with somebody or like relationship, whatever it was, I was like, I can't like be not wearing underwear and have them like, you know, like go to like, I don't know why it like weirded me out to think I was like hanging out with somebody and then I wasn't wearing underwear and they would like go to have sex with me and they're like, she just literally isn't wearing underwear. So I started wearing underwear and now I can't not wear underwear. Like, I wear it all the time. I used to like, I couldn't sleep in it, nothing. Now I sleep in it. Sometimes I'll just sleep on it, but like I'm always in underwear. But I used to never. It's honestly better for you to be like commando all the time though.
Yeah, I don't wear underwear nearly that all. I mean, I wear like with most things, but I definitely like if I'm home, I'm probably not wearing underwear.
I think, hold on, should we restart and then?
I have like another minute.
Okay. Well, I think my thing was I wasn't wearing the right kind of underwear. I was wearing really fucking uncomfortable underwear because I just, in my head, I was like, I have to wear thongs. And I would like buy those like really tight ones that were like so uncomfortable and like chafe you from like Victoria's Secret that just were not it. Then I started wearing Hanky Panky and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's so comfortable. It doesn't bother me at all. So then now I'm fine to wear underwear. But I think I just wasn't wearing the right kind.
Yeah. I think I really only wore like uncomfortable underwear like when I first started wearing like thongs in like 8th grade. And I would like get like these fucking ridiculous ones from Aerie, you know, like the most ridiculous ones you could find in the store. Like that's the ones I would pick.
Okay.
And then I feel like within a year I'm like, this is not my vibe.
Yeah. My peak of the week was brunch on Sunday. We went to brunch with Maddie and Carly. And it was we were like filming a TikTok. You guys probably already saw it on Jazz's account, but we were filming this TikTok. It was actually on Maddie's account, but then Jazz was like, give me that TikTok because it was so fucking funny. It like stole the TikTok. Not stole it, but
she still posted it. We used different captions.
Yeah. But anyway, it was like that Gossip Girl one. That's like the Gossip Girl Thanksgiving where everybody stands up really dramatically from the table and it's like when somebody says da da da. Maddie, she's just chaotic. She's like one of the funniest fucking people we want to have. We should have her on the podcast soon.
Yeah,
she's,
she has some stories.
She's just so funny. And like, she's so like out of pocket. Like she'll just say the funniest shit. And you're like, oh my God. She literally told us that on the first date with her boyfriend, she ordered bottled water. You know, it's only really a thing in like New York and like major cities, I feel like, but they'll be like tap still or bottled. Like, so you can get bottled.
Sparkling.
Sorry. Yeah. Tap. Whatever, still or sparkling, whatever. And you can order like not tap water, but the bottle of water costs like fucking $12. It's like ridiculous. And it's kind of just like so unnecessary. I always say tap. Everyone says tap. But Maddie was like wanted to see, like, she wanted to test her boyfriend. So she ordered bottled water on their first like date
to see how he would react.
And he like let her do it, but she was like, I'm just really particular about my water. And then like he said, like the next time they went to dinner, she was like, oh, tap's fine, because she was just testing him. Yeah, anyway, she's fucking crazy. But we were a couple Aperol spritzes deep, and she like slammed her glass down.
She tried to like slam her hands and like accidentally like slammed the glass with it, and way too hard,
and it just snapped the stem. She's so lucky, honestly, it didn't break cut, way or worse cut her or cut her. Yeah. It like snapped in half, and then it was just like,
we're all like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, like we're so sorry, we're so apologetic, because we're like, yeah, also like we're the, there's like one other table that's sitting there because we had a late lunch.
Yeah, it was fine, and like obviously we apologized, and we like tipped very well. We were like, we're so sorry. But then the guy looks at Maddie, the waiter, and he's like, oh, do you want me to take that? But there's still Aperol in the thing. She goes, no, I'll finish it, thanks. And she's drinking it with just the
cup part, no stem.
And it was just really fucking funny. And then we went to some bars after, and we had a really fun time. That was my peak. My pit really was opening that fucking comment section, seeing my name a million times of the hate.
Yeah.
It like, I'll take the warranted hate when it's like, I did something. I'm like, all right, period. But that, I was like, it wasn't me. And then people were just coming to my page fucking hating on me. They were like commenting. They're like, so what kind of content do you film on the Tarte Trip? I'm like, why are you just coming? Like, assuming it's me in the comment section and be like, oh, I bet this is about Howie. Fine, whatever. Still upsetting, but whatever. But just being like, this is for sure about her, and coming to my page and hating on me, fuck, like that was just fucked up. Anyway, yeah, that upset me, but it's fine, I'm over it now. Anyway, what's your new favorite TikTok account?
There's a TikTok account, and
this could not be,
push him up a little bit, he's falling, he needs some support.
I know, he's
he's getting comfy, he needs some support, he's just a baby.
I know, I'm like leaning forward.
You gotta lean back, give him some support.
I'm trying. My back is a little sore from Pilates. Anyway,
I have a new favorite TikTok account. Her name, see, I put support in my arm, okay, to hold his butt up. Her account is called Bev Speaks, and she gives words like vocabulary words. Okay, yes, her account is Bev Speaks, and I learned a new word. It's spurious.
What does it mean?
It means fake, not genuine. No, fake, not genuine, not real.
Okay.
And so I'm going to start, I'm like learning new vocabulary words.
Oh.
I just need to figure out, I need to like really start incorporating them right away, because it's just like a fun, she's just great. Like she, the way she delivers things, I just really love it. And it's like a nice thing to see when I'm scrolling. Yeah. I'm trying to follow more accounts that make me feel good when I see things.
Okay, I love that. It's giving me the energy of like, on the canceled podcast, Tana will, like, she always uses really big words. And, like, half the time she's, like, not using the word right. Like, she'll just, like, take a word and run with it. And, like she's, like, I'm swinging and sometimes I'm missing, but sometimes I'm hitting. Like,
yeah.
Like, use spurious in a sentence.
I feel like you're spurious.
Fake, not genuine.
But I feel like people that watch the podcast can think that we're spurious.
Okay.
See, isn't that fun?
Yeah. I love it.
Excited to like learn some new words and incorporate them into my vocabulary to like make things more interesting.
Okay, cute.
And if I had more words, I would use less like and and dead ass and 100% all the time.
I don't see the dead ass or 100% going away.
Not going away, but just like some variety.
It's just two bitches telling each other 100% or dead ass. That's,
yeah.
Jazz and I'll just call each other and we'll like say the most delusional shit. It's like dead ass, 100%. Like
I'm screaming.
Feed each other back and forth.
That's all it is. One, what do you think about people making videos being like, if your fiance was at a bachelor party this weekend in Vegas, he was cheating on you, and tells the whole internet and like is giving so many details where like someone absolutely will know that's your man, and just embarrasses the fuck out of you. What's your thoughts?
Don't like, because I think you don't know the context of the situation and you're just witnessing that, like as a person getting on and just being like, TikTok, do your thing. I don't really like that, because I think if somebody is not asking to be on social media at all, right, and then it's like now your business is just aired out to everybody, everyone's gonna know that he cheated on you, especially a fiance, a boyfriend. All right, my boyfriend cheated on me. Fiance is like, it's different. You're calling off your fucking wedding, probably. That shit's ass. And I also think that, I know the video that you're talking about that was very viral recently about like Matt Adams in Vegas or something. Yeah. I just think what weirded me about that situation is that girl said that she had this guy's Instagram. So I'm like, use his Instagram and go DM the girl privately. You don't need to put it on TikTok. That's what was weirding me. It's like, I guess if you're really just trying to help a girl out and like you don't have the guy's social media, whatever. But she said she did. So I just didn't know why she didn't go message the girl privately.
I just do not think it's your place. Like, I do not think it's someone's place on the internet to publicly put that out there. If you can't find them to message them privately, I just don't think it's your business to be making a video like that. I don't think it gives, like, girl, I'm trying to save you energy at all, because you just don't know enough to be ruining someone's life like that. And I think if that shit happened, it'll happen again. And it'll work itself out in the way that it needs to. I just feel like publicly, because, like, literally viral, there's articles about it. Like, that is something you can't come back from, and it's there, someone's emotions. I just think it's so not fair.
You also are like really ruining the guy's life too, even though that's fucked up, like that he cheated on her or whatever. But it's like, you never know, his employers can see that and whatever. And then it's like, I don't know, I mean, it's still wrong on his part, obviously. I'm not saying that like he should just get away with it, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like they're, that's just not the way to do it.
Yeah, I just,
like, I think it does more harm than it does good, honestly.
I think if there's any possible way, you could just go privately message the girl or like find some way. I mean, I feel like if you have his name and you know what his Instagram is, even if his Instagram's private, he's got to have a Facebook. He's got to have something where you could find this girl to contact her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I feel like even if you can't contact her, you don't have the right to make the video. That's just, you don't know how that's going to affect her. And she might not even fucking change her mind. Like, you don't know. I just feel like it's not your place, well, as a stranger on the internet to publicly blast someone.
That's what's hard too.
Because they can't be like, oh, take this down. It's too fucking late.
Yeah. And I think
also, like, they may still go through with it. And then, like, everyone has to know that they got cheated on and they decided to stay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because it's like, if you got messaged privately or something, then it's like, even if you were like, you know what? Like, I forgive him. He's on his bachelor. Like, whatever. And you wanted to forgive him. It's like, nobody has to know that when you're getting married, like, he cheated on you and you decided to forgive him. Because, like, people do that. Now it's like, everyone's going to be looking at you like, oh, he cheated on you, and like, you just look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I just don't think as a stranger, like, that's your place.
I don't know.
Do you have anything?
I don't have my phone to...
You don't have anything to talk about?
I don't know if you'll agree, but it literally feels wrong that the sun is out, like, so late. Like, I like it.
We have run out of things to talk about.
No, hear me out. I'm like... This is my thing. Maybe this is kind of running. It's not running out of things to talk about. But I was like, I don't know why, because I'm so attuned to the winter, like, whatever. I can't now eat dinner till an hour later, and I don't like it, because I don't know why I can't eat dinner till it's dark, because it feels wrong to eat in the daylight when it's dinner time. So now it's like, I don't know.
I mean, I eat when I'm hungry. I don't ever have that issue.
Oh.
But I'm sure you're not alone.
I just don't. I don't know. I like that it's later. Or, like, the daylight savings had me fucked up the other day. I didn't realize it was happening. So then I, like, woke up and I was like, I am on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And then I realized it was because I woke up an hour earlier and I didn't, like, know that, because we lost an hour of sleep. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys know how I've been on, like, wedding and engaged TikTok. I'm now also on baby name TikTok. Oh. And I think it's so weird to, like, be putting out baby names I might be using, or names I would have used, or like all these ideas of baby names on the internet, because I feel like I am Charlotte coded in the way that I'm not sharing my baby names. This one episode of Sex and the City where Charlotte like goes to this baby shower and someone like asks like, oh, what are you naming the kid? And she says it, and Charlotte's like, that's my name, you stole my name. And she's like, I didn't even know, like, what are you talking about?
Did, yeah
fully stole it. And Samantha's like, what happened? And she's like, she stole my baby's name. And she's like, you bitch. And like leaves. I'm like, she's real as fuck for that. But too, I'm like, everyone out there is just putting their names out there.
I think those people aren't really going to use those names though. Like, I think, but if you ever had.
Some of them are.
Yeah, I would never put. I mean, like, I don't even know. I don't really. I'm so far from that. I was actually thinking about sex and babies the other day. And I was like.
Sex and babies. Okay.
I mean, that they go hand in hand.
I know, I know, I know. I just think it's. I'm just wondering why you were thinking this. I'm excited to hear about it.
I was just like, how weird is it that, like, women have like an opening in their body that's meant for another thing to go inside of your body. Is that not weird to think about? Like, how does it not get more infected? Like, we, it's just open to the public. Like, I don't know.
The public?
I mean, it depends. I don't know what you're doing. But it's like, it's just so weird to think like, we, like just a tunnel for another person's body part to go in. That's, sex is so weird when you think about it. Like, when you piece it together like that.
Yeah.
And then also, it's so insane to think that just from, like, because sex in my mind is, like, always just been sex. One day it changes, if you want that, to, like, let's try to have a baby, and a baby comes from that. And that's just
nothing
so weird.
Nothing is weirder to me. It makes me more physically, like, cringe than when, like, you're around people. Like, it's not really my age anymore, but, like, when I was, like, younger and older people would be like, oh yeah, we're trying for a kid.
Like, I'm so like, you're just fucking like rabbits, literally. Yeah. Or when your teacher would be like, when your teacher came in pregnant,
it's always
like,
the English teacher,
and you're like, oh my god, she had sex.
Yeah.
You're like, ew, like, oh.
I think it's also so crazy how like your parents go from like, don't have sex, like, and like being so whatever to like, when am I getting grandkids?
Yeah.
It's like you didn't want me to fuck, and I don't want to fuck me raw dogging shit forever.
Literally. That's crazy too. Like, oh my god, I don't know. Sex is just, and babies are just, I can't imagine physically actually being like, I feel like it also takes so long if you're pregnant for it to click in. Like, there is an actual fucking human being growing inside of me. I think that would take a really long time until I had like a full on bump. I think I'd be like, what? I don't know.
I think I'd be like locked in the second it happened.
I still
mostly don't, because I couldn't smoke weed.
Okay.
I think it'd be so top of mind that I'm growing a human because, like, I couldn't, like, smoke before I eat.
Yeah. I had a dream the other day that I was pregnant, and it genuinely freaked me out so bad. I was like, I don't know if I ever actually want to be pregnant. I don't know why I'm convinced, like, something would go horribly wrong with my pregnancy, or I'd, like, die or something. I don't know. I really don't want to be pregnant, like, ever. I don't know.
Well, I posted my feet swelling on the plane in Bora Bora, and someone was like, oh, you're going to swell really big when you're pregnant. I was like, you're so right, and I've always known that. I told you that one day when you were in the car in Nashville. I was like, whenever I get pregnant, I will be huge. Like, I just puff up so...
Yeah.
I puff up so big. It's going to be so not a good look for me.
But I don't know. I think you'd be surprised. I mean, I think maybe towards the end, I think maybe, yeah.
Have you seen the videos about the girl with the list?
The list?
Yeah.
Of reasons to not be pregnant or something?
Yeah, and it's like... a kajillion million
reasons.
I've seen the
nose thing scares me. Like, a pregnancy nose, when people are like...
I know. I'm like, I already got a nose job once.
I'm like, I love my nose. I really... That's one feature nose on my face that I haven't changed. Like, I'm like, I really don't want to have that get fucked up. But I don't know. I think I'd be fine pregnant. Like, I think that I would...
You'd be a Pilates pregnant person.
Yeah. Like, I think I already...
See, I'd be a couch potato, like... yelling orders, get me a bell, pregnant person.
Okay. I would be like, I feel like the opposite. I'd be like very much like doing my walks and everything, because I'd be like really on it with that, and I'd want to be like as healthy as I can be, and I wouldn't be drinking, so I'd be even more. But I feel like I would be very, very on it with that. I just think like I would have some crazy thing happen where it's like I just fucking like my friend, it was really scary. I'm not gonna like air her like full business out or anything like that, but she had a baby not too long ago, and like she had no idea when she was pregnant that she had that, like, or even getting pregnant, nothing. She had no idea that she had this issue, and then she almost like died. It was really, really scary because she was like having all this issue, I think, with her like blood clotting and stuff, and it took like months for her to get better. And it was like, I'm just like that. I feel like something like that would happen to me, and that's really terrifying.
Yeah,
to
you're
not
kind
know.
Of a hypochondriac, I feel like, though. Yeah,
I know. I am. I don't know. I'm not a hypochondriac.
Like a low-key one.
No, I don't like, I don't know. No. I will say I do like sometimes in my head.
You definitely have like health anxiety.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes like if somebody's like talks about food poisoning from sushi or something, I'll eat sushi. I'll be like, oh, I have food poisoning. It's like, no, you fucking don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. But back to baby names. Yeah, I would never share any kind of names, but I think the people that are doing that are probably not actually going to use those names. Like, I feel like they know that they're not. They're just, like, sharing names to just get views, you know?
Yeah, but I also just, like, wouldn't want, like, say I do use a name and then I'm sharing about, like, this one girl made a video saying all six, oh, she has six kids, saying their first and middle names, like, how they flow together and all these names, like, okay, well, now people are going to steal your names, even though you already use them. But now, like, your child's name, who was unique, is now popular.
Yeah, I get it. Like, people are just going to use that name.
Yeah, and like now it's like everybody's named that.
Yeah, I get that.
But I realized when I saw this video, I was like, oh, all the names I've been saving in my phone for years and years and years don't go with Kevin's last name.
I don't think that's true at all. We're not going to say
don't,
them.
They don't, yeah, bet your ass I'm not saying them. But they don't flow in the way I thought. Like, in my head, you find it.
Her last name is very common.
My last name is super basic. So I'm like, I wasn't planning on keeping my last name, but I always was envisioning, like, my husband would have, like, a name that was just going to magically work perfectly with my names that I hope for my children.
Kevin has a good last name because it's not... It's like pretty easy to say, and it's like a, it flows kind of easy, but it's not like a basic last name. No offense, but like the name that you had that you're talking about is like kind of, it's not obscure by any means, but it's not like Sarah. It's like, you know, a little more like, I don't know, unique. And I feel like if it was like whatever, I don't think that sound like the obscure with like the whatever. I think it's like cute. I don't know. I think
I'm still probably gonna use it.
I think you're being so drama.
But like, it didn't flow in my mind how I thought it was going to. I'm like, I feel like I'm literally 7 months pregnant and have to pick a name in like 2 months. But it just like didn't flow how I thought in my head. And I'm just like, I've been struggling with that this past week.
Yeah. I think if I were to have a kid and I was naming it, I hate my name because I hate getting called a Haley. It's like my biggest downfall of life. So I would not want to pick a name where anybody could like fuck it up, where you would read it wrong and then call somebody something else. Like, I would want a name that's very unique, but it's very like easy clear. Like, you're like, you read it and you're like, this is,
you can't fuck it up.
Yeah.
You know what I used to hate as a kid? Hmm. Like, to this day, it makes me frustrated. And I feel like if your name is spelled in like a way that's not normal, you also get it. When you would like, I guess probably not a thing as much these days because like it's not as popular, but when you would like go travel somewhere, like there's like magnets or something, or like some kind of like merch somewhere you went, my name was always spelled J-A-S-M-I-N-E. And I'm like, no one fucking spells it how I spell it. No. I was like, I just want some fucking merch. Okay. Yeah. Like, it was so, I was such a hopeful like child. I would literally spin that fucking carousel around. Like, it's going to be there. Like, new day, new place, like new possibilities. I'm spinning around. No, never. And I felt so defeated as a child.
Same.
Like, it was just so sad. Or like, even like someone just spelling your name wrong, it would just frustrate me. And like, then I was like, oh, like that's so unique. I'm like, oh yeah,
maybe
I love the spelling. I'm like, okay, well fucking thank my mom, not me. I don't know. Like, it was just, I'm traumatized.
No, agree with the, because my name was just never even on there. Obviously, like, Hallie wasn't. Haley always was. And I was like, maybe I could just draw, like, a line from the I and, like, make it an L, but whatever. But that is, like, actually the number one most rude thing. Like, I immediately will not like you. Even if you do it to somebody else, if you do it to me, anything. If you are either one, if you are told, like, hi, I'm Hallie, so nice to meet you, and 2 seconds later you look at me and go, Haley. That's literally not what I said. You like just clearly are showing that you can't fucking listen. Or if somebody is like writing an email and they are like if they're talking to you and like it's like Jasmine, you read Jasmine, you said it in your mind, Jasmine, then you go spell it and you put like J-A-S-M-I-N-E and it's like, that's not how you fucking spell it, and it's above, it's in the fucking email. You just can't fucking read. You're incompetent and you're a fucking idiot and I hate you.
No, genuinely. And it pissed me off so much in corporate. Like, it's in my signature. And it's like, it's rude. So unprofessional, like, genuinely, because it's like, attention to detail matters. Like, it really does. And like, that is the bare fucking minimum to use what's at the bottom of the email and the next top of the email.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard.
Yeah. Or like, I'll give someone the grace very rarely, like, whatever, if they're typing it to me and my name's H-A-L-L-E-Y, if they are like H-A-I-L-E-Y or whatever because they did read it wrong, it's like, all right, like, and they've never met me, it's like, okay, fine, whatever. But like, something like your name is very differently spelled than like J-A-S-M-I-N-E, so it's like, what the fuck? I don't know, very, very like immediately pisses me off. Or when people like, I don't know, just, I've had that my whole life, like where people say, I've talked about this like so many times, just my biggest downfall. It's like my friends that I've had for 10 years, their parents will be like, Haley. I'm like, if you don't know my fucking name by now, like, fuck out of here.
No, honestly. And the thing is, like, when I spell someone's name wrong, I will catch it and I will send a full follow-up email with an apology because it means so much to me that I don't want anyone to think that I don't care on that level, because like, I'm like, I get it. And I fucked up and I am sorry. Like, I have said paragraphs before because I feel bad. Or if I meet someone in person and I say it wrongly, or I realize, I'm like, I'm like, it does matter. It does matter. And I feel like when you have a name like that, you also just need the validation that someone like does care and it wasn't intentional.
Agree. I think maybe you'd just be like so blinded to it if you grew up your whole life with your name being like Jane. It's like nobody's fucking that up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like maybe you just live your life in like delusion where you don't understand that like other people have that insecurity of like getting their name spelled wrong.
You deserve to have your name spelled correctly and said correctly. So you better correct people.
Yeah. Very.
Period.
Very fucking annoying.
You know what? And if they're not willing to say your name correctly or spell it correctly, then they are...
they're what?
Spurious.
Spurious? Were you looking at your notes to see?
I forgot what the word was. I'm really trying to incorporate it.
I love that. They're spurious.
Yeah. I'm going to title this episode...
Spurious.
Spurious. We're not spurious is that title of the episode.
That's funny as fuck. I ate duck last night.
Ew.
Yeah, it's not.
You almost died hunting duck?
When? In Alaska?
Yeah.
How old were you, like, young?
I was like me. I'll insert a picture here of me and this duck. But of me killing it with a gun. But no, I went duck hunting. I'm sorry, I just took your story.
No, it's okay.
But, like, you know, my fun facts. I went duck hunting with my uncle. I used to go all the time. But we would go in, like, these, like, kind of, like mud flat kind of areas where there's, like, jump over water to like get to the areas. We go with the labs. The lab gets the dog.
Yeah.
The lab gets the duck, whatever. We go and like I go to jump from like one edge to the next edge and there's water in between and I fell down because I didn't make it over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like crawling back up. I literally peed my pants out of fear of dying so bad. Like I have this like vague traumatic memory of me like pissing my pants as I'm trying to climb up this like wall and like not drown.
Oh my god,
it was very traumatizing. And then my uncle like got me up and like it was fine. And then like 5 minutes later I'm like smiling with the dead duck like this. I'll insert the picture.
That's funny as fuck.
But yeah, I really did almost. I didn't go back after that.
That just reminded me of when I was in when middle school, the cool shit on a snow day was there's a golf course in my neighborhood. So beyond a snow day, we had very few because it was Virginia. So you would go sledding on the golf course because it's like a big hill.
Oh, cool.
And everyone would go meet up there and it was like the hot shit. But you could like barely even get there because it was like icy as fuck. Nobody could drive. So you had to like walk really far. It was like a whole thing. So anyway, like we went to the golf course, like me and my girlfriend group of like 8 girls. And then these guys showed up that were like kind of the cool guys in my school. So then all the girls are like, oh, like look at me sled, like whatever.
Look at me sled.
Like it was like very much giving, everybody was giving pick me as fuck.
It's giving slutty sledding.
Yeah, slutty sledding, like pick me shit, like whatever. But it was like 7th grade, so not that slutty, but like whatever. So everyone's like trying to be cool shit, whatever. I'm not trying to say I wasn't pick me because I was such a pick me, I'm sure, the same way in different ways. But I knew I had no chance with these guys, so I wasn't being like that. I was like one of the only people because I was just like, I have actually like my chest goes in. Like I don't even have like kind of a tiny bit of a boob. These guys don't want me. Anyway, not trying to like talk about boobs in 7th graders, but whatever. Anyway, so we're like all sledding and at the bottom of this, it's a big ass hill. At the bottom of this hill is a pond in the golf course, like whatever. And it would freeze over, obviously, because it was snowing. So my one girlfriend, she was like, guys, like watch me. I'm going to go out on the ice. And everyone's like, oh don't do it. So everyone's like, don't do it. And she's like, no. So she goes and she's stepping and it's pretty frozen. So like she steps on it. It's like solid. She's walking. So she's in the middle of this pond. She's walking around. We're all like, whatever. And these guys are like, oh, you're crazy. And she's like, yeah, I know. Like whatever. And there's like probably like 10 of us. Okay. And she's just walking all over. She's in the middle of this pond. She goes, it's literally fine, you guys. It's fine. And as she steps, it cracks. She just goes under the water. And every single one of these motherfuckers looks at her, because you weren't supposed to be sledding on the golf course, you would get in trouble. Every single one of them looks at her, just sprints up the hill away from her. No one helps her because they didn't want to get in trouble. But I was
she alive?
Yeah, she's fine. Because the only person,
lifeguard took her duties.
I wasn't even a lifeguard at the time. Okay. I think that's where I found my calling. I like run over, me and my one friend Emily, we grab like a giant ass stick and she's like keeps like, it was scary, she was like trying to get back
people
up.
Die like every year from that.
Thank god she could swim, but she keeps trying to get back up on the ice, but it's just keeps crashing like whatever. So she just like can't get out, and she's in heavy ass snow gear too, so she's like, oh my god, it was so bad. Then she's like freezing fucking cold, she had to walk all the way up this hill, whatever. Obviously she had her phone in her pocket too, phone's dead, done. And
she didn't want to tell her mom that she was like just being a fucking idiot walking on the ice. So she told her, well, she told her mom that she accidentally fell in, and then her and her mom went to the Apple store and they made up a story to the Apple store worker that bullies pushed her in the water and she got a free new phone.
The way that I would have been so traumatized from that experience happening to me as a child.
Oh, yeah, you know, it was like scary as fuck. I mean, obviously it was way scarier to be her, but I could not believe every single one of them ran away. And I was like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen if she died? You think you wouldn't get in trouble for that? Like, it's like...
No, she's really lucky.
I know.
Was she like seriously fucked up after that?
No, she's okay. She had way crazier shit happen. Like, I feel like she was like, I don't know.
That would have like ruined me.
Yeah, but that was, I don't know why that just made me think of that, but that was, it was really funny now looking back, but definitely crazy at the time.
Because she's okay. That's she's why okay. It's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's, I don't know how we got from duck to that, but,
you had duck last night.
I had duck for the first time and it was actually good. It was fine. Like it's not something I would ever choose to order, but the only three options on the menu were steak, razor clams or duck as entrees, so I went with duck. It was kind of, it wasn't like chicken, but it was fine. This restaurant I went to last night, I'm not kidding, had, it was maybe the size of this podcast room, I'm not kidding, with the kitchen included. There was two tables in the restaurant and two, you couldn't make a reservation. There's just a notepad and you write your fucking name and phone number down and then they call you when like one of the seats opens up. And it's like, it was very interesting. And we put our name down at 5:30. Didn't eat till 10. I was starving. I ate a fucking granola bar in between, like waiting. Anyway, but yeah, I'm trying to be a little more adventurous with food. Not really, but I tried duck.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would definitely never get there.
Yeah, no. I couldn't see you doing that.
Yeah. I just don't have that in me, I don't think.
Yeah. It was a little, the kitchen was like right there. So I was watching them make it, which kind of was like weirding me out. It was kind of freaking me out a little bit, but it was interesting. It was like dinner and a show. I was like watching them cook everything, but it was a little bit like, restaurants are just crazy. Like the fact that like there was just one guy cooking for everybody. And so it was like really interesting. He had this down to a science. I could just tell he was like grooving and vibing. And I was like, damn. But I didn't really like watching it because I saw like him like take the meat out and I was just like, oh, that's what it looks like before. I don't like that.
I'm switching my hair today.
Oh, you're getting it done today?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is she coming to you or are you going there?
I'm going there. I go to Brooklyn.
Oh.
Like far Brooklyn.
It's okay. I go to Brooklyn to get my hair done too.
Yeah. But yeah, I got my braids out. I had a lot of fun with them. I'm gonna get my braids again for sure. Probably this summer. I just needed to switch it up for vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in my era of trying new things. Love. Not food, but like other things.
Love that. Exciting. Yeah, I feel like the braids are good for when you're like in a more tropical like water situation. Like I feel like that was perfect for Bora Bora.
Yeah, I'll have them back just like in general. I just needed a change.
Yeah, I'm getting my cavities filled in a minute and I really am not excited about that.
I hate the dentist.
I actually like the dentist we go to a lot. They're great.
No, I do, but I'm saying just in general, the dentist is just not a good experience. Yeah. Like the best dentist I have been to is that dentist. Yeah. They have a dog and like they have TVs on the ceiling. It's just amazing. It's
super nice. I just am like, ugh, about going to get my fucking cavities filled. I'm like, that's going to be ass. And I have to get apparently a night guard.
You grind your teeth?
I don't think I do, but apparently they told me I do. And they're like, oh, you're not going to have teeth by the time you're like, whatever, if you like, don't wear this. And I'm like, okay. But realistically, I'm like, I don't want to. My thing is, like,
you only get one set of teeth.
Yeah.
Teeth is something I take very seriously, like, because I, like, other shit you can get, like, you can fuck it up, you know? Like, you're fine. Teeth, and you don't want shitty teeth.
No, I have great teeth. I never even had braces. No,
I'm just saying, like, taking care of, like, your actual, like, teeth, enamel, like, gum, all that health is just really important.
Yeah. But this is the thing, I'm like, what the fuck did people before dentists do?
They also died way earlier.
I guess. And I guess they had shit teeth, but I don't know.
They were fucking...
Like George Washington had wooden fucking teeth.
But I'm saying. And they were dying way sooner than we were.
Yeah, I know.
They also weren't having to pop their pussy on Instagram.
Imagine the founding fathers with Instagram. Like, what the fuck would they post?
I couldn't even tell you who the founding fathers are. I mean, so dead ass. And I'll be so for real with you guys. Like, I really will. I am so... savvy, smart, like in corporate, like business era. Okay, I did not go to school. Not, I'm not just talking college here. Okay, I did not go elementary school. Worst fucking possible attendance record. Okay, I was a sick kid. Middle school, also worst possible attendance record. High school, also the worst possible attendance record. And it wasn't like I was also doing my work, so I didn't really show up like Hallie. No, I just didn't go and I didn't fuck with learning. Okay. It's just simply not my vibe. I hate learning about shit that I'm not going to use. Like, why would I need to know the founding fathers? Like, genuinely, like, I wouldn't. So I don't. And like, my brain does not have room for information that's not useful to me. And that's not what I find useful. And so in school, I would show up to do the bare fucking minimum. I barely fucking graduated high school. And I'll be so for real with that. But I still got into college. Okay. I just didn't want to spend money to keep learning about shit I didn't care about. I just always knew, like, I have a grind mentality, not like a let's learn shit mentality. Okay. So that's my energy. I'm pretty fucking stupid when it comes to like fucking facts about like things you would have learned about in school. And I'm so okay with that because I'm so smart in every other aspect of life.
I have a grind mentality.
I do.
It's giving something one of those like club promoters would make their Instagram caption.
What's up?
I have a,
no, but like literally.
Young gal has captioned a photo of that for sure.
But I really do. Like, okay, I was waking up at 4 a.m., working at the coffee shop before work. Working at the coffee shop before school. And then after school, I would go work again. Like, I've always been about getting my money up, not my learning. Okay. Like, and I will learn if it leads to me getting my money up, but that is it.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know what? I'm going to be more open about my stupidity with, like, things like that on this podcast now.
Okay, I
feel like I've created a safe space now that I've given you this giant long disclaimer. But yeah, I don't know shit about shit, okay? And I'm terrible with geography.
Yeah.
But you know what? We didn't really have geography like that in Alaska because we had Alaska studies and that was it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I will say. Yeah. No, you're very smart. You don't need to know things. Like, you don't need to know geography. It does sometimes just shock me. We're like going to Chicago. I'm like, on a map, where is Chicago? She pointed at DC.
You have to understand that that's also different because when you're from Alaska, you just don't know the lower 48. Okay, you don't know what's below Alaska. You just don't fuck with it like that. Like, you know Alaska, Hawaii, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, granted, most people are more advanced than I am. But like, every other state is just irrelevant when you're from the biggest state. Okay, like, well, and everything is so far.
Yeah, I get it's not like connected, but I
like, it's just not my strong
yeah area. Yeah, for sure.
And like, maybe that's why I feel so connected to Bev Speaks about her vocabulary words, because I just didn't really fuck like, with learning like that
teaching you,
but she's like making learning fun. And like, now that I'm like having fun in other areas, I'm like, oh, like, I can like take learning because I want to.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Not when it's being shoved in my fucking throat and it doesn't help my grind.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that. But yeah, I don't know a lot of things.
It's okay.
But you know what I do know how to do? A lot of things Hallie doesn't know how to do, because we are strong in different areas.
Yeah, I don't know how to use a computer.
Yeah. But like, you know,
so, I think I,
so here's my this is my point with this. If you hate school, quit. Cuz look at me. I'm an influencer.
She talks about sex on the internet. Could be you.
The other day, Kevin goes into like the bathroom and I'm like laying in bed and our bathroom is connected to our bedroom, and I'm looking at him and I see him with like I love Aquaphor, okay? I have like 7 jumbo Aquaphor sticks in this household. And I see him like putting this my jumbo Aquaphor stick all over his lips. I'm like, wait, is that my Aquaphor? He's like, yeah, why? He's like, that's not okay. Like, I've used it every day. I'm like, that's my nipple Aquaphor, okay? Like, ever since I got my boob job, like, one of my nipples is just significantly drier than the other. There's probably a reason for that. I don't know why. I haven't called my doctor. It's totally fine. But like, every night I just put Aquaphor on my left nipple, and that's like what he was using on his lips.
That's funny as fuck. I mean, I don't think that's that gross, but like,
I mean, like,
it's definitely
that
interesting.
Aquaphor is like covered in dry nipple skin.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, I mean,
but you know, that's funny. That's as fuck. That is love.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you hate school, it's okay.
Yeah. I
as long as you're on your grind.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I went to school, but the one thing, obviously, like, and I learned a lot, but I didn't ever take my keyboard in class, got cut because of the teacher passed away. And
they're dead. It doesn't matter. You can say it.
I know, but I feel bad.
They're not here.
But he passed away. He was really great. But like, so like all my electives got fucked up. So I never took keyboarding. So I literally don't know how to type. You should
go on the website. I think it's a website. It's called Mavis Beacon. I still play that typing test.
That sounds like ass. I don't care to learn how to type. I have long nails too. I can't do it.
I promise. No. I used to work corporate with my janky fucking nails.
I just don't want to. Like, I don't care to learn how to type. I feel like it doesn't serve me.
You know what? I get that because that's how I feel about history.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, I can just speak it into my fucking phone. I can text it into my phone really fast. Like, whatever. I don't need to, like, sit there on a computer like that. I mean, I can, like, sit there and, like, type, like, that kind of fast. I just, like, I'm not, like, da, da, da,
da. Yeah, you don't, like, use your fingers.
Yeah, like, the correct way.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to go get my cavities filled. Sorry, guys. Sorry. We're having a blast, but my teeth... I'm scared. I like always get scared that they're going to hit a nerve and I'm going to like be like, eh. But I mean, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I hate the feeling after you get your cavities filled when you like.
When your like lip is like.
When you can't like close your teeth right because it's like they filled it. Yeah. So it feels wrong and your jaw just feels fucked up for like a while. Yeah.
I always bite my lip and I just bleed because like I can't feel it. You know? Because that's like.
When you're not supposed to like. I'm also haven't eaten all day.
That's the thing is I'm always hungry.
I know.
I feel like if you tell me I can't eat, I'm going to want to eat a lot more.
Well, and I'm not really hungry right now because it's like breakfast time and I don't like breakfast. So I'm going to be hungry after the appointment because the appointment's at like noon or 11. Whatever. Yeah. And I'm gonna be hungry after, but then it's like I can't eat. But I mean, maybe I'll just have like a smoothie because I feel like you can just drink a smoothie and you don't have to chew it.
I was like, I want something like big and juicy. Yeah, afterwards.
I'm gonna want a fucking sweet green, but like, let's be real, like I can't eat it.
Yeah, you can just bite yourself. That's what I always do.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, thanks guys for listening. We will see you next week. Yeah, I hope you guys have a great week and.
TTYL.
Yeah. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram, Hawker Talks Podcast. I've got to be better about
it. I know.
That.
It honestly, it comes too naturally.
We did like 44 episodes. It's tough.
Delusional Diaries Podcast.
Yes. And subscribe to our YouTube. And we'll see you guys next week. Have a great week.
Bye.